From Rabash,
Volume 2. What is the righteous are called become apparent through the wicked in the work? If their intention is to bring contentment to the Creator, then if they want to increase the work, they must increase the greatness of the Creator. Since to the extent of His greatness, to that extent, they can annul before Him and do everything they do only for the sake of the Creator. It is as the Zohar says about the verse, "Her husband is known at the gates," each according to what he assumes in his heart. Therefore, in order to have fuel to work, those who want to work for the sake of the Creator must try each day to exert to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator, since the greatness of the Creator is what compels them to work for Him. And this is all the pleasure they derive from their work. Again, if their intention is to bring contentment to the Creator, then if they want to increase the work, they must increase the greatness of the Creator. Since to the extent of His greatness, to that extent they can annul before Him and do everything they do only for the sake of the Creator. It is as the Zohar says about the verse, "Her husband is known at the gates," as each according to what he assumes in his heart. Therefore, in order to have fuel to work, those who want to work for the sake of the Creator must try each day to exert to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator, since the greatness of the Creator is what compels them to work for Him. And this is all the pleasure they derive from their work. A question for an active workshop. How throughout the lesson do we make sure that we're awakening the surrounding light to give the ten the greatness and importance of the Creator? How during the lesson do we make sure we're awakening the surrounding light to give the ten the greatness and importance of the Creator?
We pray for the friends, that they will constantly always be connected to that demand for the light, together, as one man.
The surrounding light awakens as our common efforts. Each alone is a drop, together it's immense power.
The surrounding light comes through our efforts to unite. Only in the connection we discover the greatness of the Creator.
The efforts are every second. Every second, what can we add in the greatness of the Creator to the friends in thought, in speech, and in deeds? What can we do?
Yes, to awaken the surrounding light means to awaken the friends. It is the same. In each and everything, we have to intend for that, to show an example, to think about that.
We were given a 10 so that we will have something tangible to work before. So our concern for the 10 and in general for the group is what awakens the light.
They say that we are all connected, so by each one giving an example, he awakens all of the friends, and this way, each and every one.
We are connected, and with us, like every morning, are the great friends from the world Kli, who are with us, attentive to the workshop. So together we join each other and build one Kli so that we will be able to draw the light upon it.
Yes, it is truly exciting to see the friends in the world Kli. For them, it's not an off day today. It's an ordinary work day. In the morning, sometimes in the afternoon, we see them also, and it's just amazing. Just thinking about the fact that so many people all over the world have the same thought, the same demand, it is truly exciting.
To awaken the reforming light, for the greatness of the Creator, we need to act out the greatness of the Creator from our efforts to do something that doesn't exist in us. This draws the reforming light.
Yes, depict the corrected situation and integrate in it, complete the friends and care about the Creator altogether.
And we can always be thankful for being here, for the opportunity, for the possibility. It's completely not trivial that each of us is sitting here and all over the world. The Creator arranged things really well, or He arranged it, no matter how you look at it, but nothing is trivial, and this really helps us for that renewing of the gratitude.
The most important is that each one here cares to awaken. And it's not just to pass these 3 or 4 hours, but to be in constant concern to awaken the situation between us.
They say that habit becomes second nature, so that's why we come every day to the lesson, to the morning, afternoon, in order to make our donkey have a habit of being careful and cautious for the friends, and that's what we need to do, to care for the friends and to get used to outside of my desire. And when we go to the lesson and all that, so it'll be only that in our head all the time.
Yeah, what is simpler than to ask all of us together, and then the light will work on us.
Prayer and request to the surrounding light operates directly according to our efforts to connect. The more we don't forget to connect throughout the lesson, thus we will feel the light appearing and being in us.
Yes, and if there is anything that can work on us, it is only this light, and on us, as one man in one heart. These are the laws. As we learn from the source, from the shattering, and the whole process of correction, it's all related to that. So this light, we shouldn't wait for anything to just happen. We simply have to do everything in order to draw it.
From Rabash, the article, Lishma and Lo Lishma. While observing the mitzvot, not to forget the intention by which he keeps the mitzvot. So it will always be before his eyes that he wants to receive from the lesson, that it will bestow to him greatness and importance of the Creator. A person needs to try and not forget the goal while studying the Torah, so it will always be before his eyes that he wants to receive from the study, that the study will bestow to him greatness and importance of the Creator. A question for a silent workshop. We're going to enter into a common prayer So the study will bestow to us greatness and importance of the Creator. We'll get into the mutual prayer that the study will bring us to the importance and greatness of the Creator.
Shiulo zamulo sichu bechol nifleotav. Shiulo zamulo sichu bechol nifleotav. Itadelu b'shem kodsho, itadelu b'shem kodsho. Ismach lemevachshei Hashem, Ismach lemevachshei Hashem. Itadelu b'shem kodsho, itadelu b'shem kodsho. Ismach lemevachshei Hashem, Ismach lemevachshei Hashem.